Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, a study has just recently come out with some so-called experts saying, against what they wanted to conclude, that all humans descended from one man and one woman. We're going to be talking about this amazing revelation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWired.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry, but I have a book in my house. It's called The Bible, and it pretty much, gave this information a long time ago.
A long time ago, yeah. This has been rooted in Judeo-Christian
history. It didn't take a study
for thousands of years.
I love it when science catches up with Scripture,
When science realizes that God created science.
Well, this is a scientific study of DNA, and it prompted speculation that all humans could have descended from a solitary pair of a man and a woman.
Hmm.
Now, they say in here that it happened after a catastrophic event. Well,
called creation?
It could be after creation, could be after the flood. Because what would have happened after the flood? All the humans that came after the flood would have come from Noah's family.
But they still came from one man and one woman.
They still came from the one man and one woman.
So. Yeah.
You know, even the DNA, I don't know if any of you have had your DNA ancestry done with one of these many different groups. I'm not advocating it one way or the other. I'm just saying that when you look at some of the things where they try to trace people's lineage back into time, guess what they conclude? They conclude, in addition to this study, that there was one man and one woman that ultimately started your entire human chain. Well, you know what? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, 2, it says that all people were created by God in His image, and they came from one man and one woman.
And we know their names.
Adam and Eve. Pretty amazing revelation.
Yeah.
And now DNA evidence is supporting what the Bible has said for thousands of years.
Yeah, I'm reading an article here in the Daily Mail. It talks about that humankind came less than 250,000 years ago. That's less than 250,000. That's pretty open-ended. And then they acknowledge here, throwing into doubt the pattern of human evolution. And it talks about the scientists who made these discoveries kind of checking and rechecking and going, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. It's inconsistent with our evolutionary theories,
mm-hmm.
and their concerns being that, Christians like us might lob onto it and say, this throws into doubt the entire theory of evolution, which it doesn't just throw it into doubt, it throws a great big old wrench into it.
It sure does.
Our uncles weren't monkeys, guys.
And I am quoting, this conclusion is very surprising, close quote, one of the researchers admitted. And, quote, I fought against it as hard as I could, close quote.
They're ideologically vested, of course.
Yeah,
right.
The new report from experts at the Rockefeller University, along with the University of Basel, published the extraordinary findings in the journal called Human Evolution. The research was led by a senior research associate, and his name is Mark Stockel, and another research associate, David Thaler, at the University of Basel in Switzerland. They mined big data, and they looked at DNA, and their conclusions throw up considerable mystery as to why the need for human life was started some time ago by two people. But you know what? This really does throw a monkey wrench, pun intended,
cute pun there, Matt.
Into the evolutionary idea that all humans just evolved from some random blob.
Yeah, and they talk about it undermining Darwin's theories specifically.
Yeah, they do.
Doesn't this also throw a wrench in those churches that believe both evolution and creation? How does that come into play.
Yeah, you know, there's
here.
there's this whole what do you call it? Theistic evolution, and biologos is really part of that. I know a lot of people like Tim Keller as an author, and he's written some good things, but he is one of the foremost proponents of theistic evolution. What is theistic evolution? Well, theistic evolution holds that there is God, but he created through evolution. And he created not Adam and Eve in his image, but he created through this whole blob of random kind of, you know, processes, however it was divinely orchestrated, but it was evolution. They have a hard time with the historicity of the scriptures because they have to deny Genesis 1 and 2. Frankly, they have to deny everything as historical from Genesis 1 through 11. And in their view, history really begins in Genesis 12 with Abraham. Genesis 1 through 11 is not historical. They have a real hard time with the fall because if you don't have Adam and Eve, how can you have the fall? They, you know, I saw something about Tim Keller where he was talking about, yeah, Paul really believes that there was one man and one woman because he says so in his epistles. So I'm not going to question him. That's what he believes, but I don't believe it. And what their ultimate idea is, You're kind of baking a cake over time, and you have failures, and finally over millions of years, voila, there becomes a human, and those are the mythical Adam and Eve. It's a real problem because it is a denial of Scripture, and every time you see people questioning Scripture, whether it's archaeology or now it's DNA science, what happens is Scripture ultimately becomes vindicated.
Well, the idea, the second law of thermodynamics says that things don't improve and perfect over time. Things break apart and fall apart over time. So the whole evolutionary theory is completely contrary to the second law of thermodynamics. But listen to this line. The research prompted speculation that humans and animals sprang from single pair, as did animals, it says. That just sounds an awful lot like the Genesis account to me. It's almost, you know, it's almost a paraphrase of the Genesis account.
Yeah, they looked at animals too, and a number of species, about 100,000 different species of animals, and they all concluded that, hey, those animals, they came from a single pair as well, through these different species. And humans came from a single man and a single woman. And that's how the human race continued to survive. Well, you know what? The Bible says that. And, you know, just like in other areas, for example, Pontius Pilate, he's so important in terms of a character to the historicity of the last days of Jesus. He was the person who was over the jurisdiction of Judea. And he's mentioned, obviously, as washing his hands during the time where Jesus was ultimately sent to the cross. Well, for years, people said, ah, the Bible is mythical. There is no such thing as Pontius Pilate. We haven't been able to find any evidence of him. Well, guess what? In the 1980s, they found a stone in Caesarea Maritima where Pontius Pilate would have been because that was the place where they went, and he only came to Jerusalem during certain events like Passover. And they found a stone in which his name is etched in the stone, still there. You can go see it. And it says that he was the prefect over the Judea area. Well, guess what? They just now, just outside of Jerusalem, near Bethlehem, found the ring of Pontius Pilate.
Wow. Yeah. You know, Matt, when you
that
go
just
to,
happened.
When you go to Israel, I think you really understand the Bible so much more clearly, especially when you can see these actual artifacts and these buildings that happened.
Yeah. And this ring, Matt, of Pontius Pilate, it actually has his name on it, and it would be the ring. It's not like a jewelry ring that you would wear today.
Seal.
It's a seal. It's what his he would seal official documents with.
Yeah. And quickly, and we need to do a Faith and Freedom on this. There's an article out in Forbes magazine. New science suggests biblical city of Sodom was smote by an exploding meteor. It says new research finds that a powerful airburst from a meteor colliding with the atmosphere may have wiped out a Bronze Age civilization along the north side of the Dead Sea some 3,700 years ago.
Just like you said.
Wow.
fire and brimstone much?
Fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
you know, we've got to do a story on that. We have to do a story on some of those things where people were naysayers on the Bible, and then new research and findings, archaeological or other science, begins to support what the Bible says.
And you have to go to Israel, too.
And you need to go to Israel. Speaking of which, we're actually going to Israel March 31 through April 9. Go to cidisrael.org/tour, cidisrael.org/tour. And you can learn about our trip to Israel and hopefully join us on a life-transforming experience in the Holy Land. CID Israel/tour.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.